Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
And all of a sudden, there was this big dump. Where did it come from? And they said, oh, you're no longer leading, you're tied. And then it went.
That's Donald Trump in Rock Hill, South Carolina, on Friday at these traveling fascist circus events. He calls rallies, acting like a complete and utter fool there. He was talking about dumps and whining about the 2020 election. His cognitive decline was on full display here. He's talking about pumping it as much as they can. I'm not even sure what the pumping it means. It's entirely incoherent. Play this clip.
Before they are doing, you know, they're pumping it as much as they can under the Trump. They're saying, keep it going. Let them keep going. If this election ended as a failed election or a rigged election, and I say the only way it can end where they win is a rigged election. Because what they did in 2020 is disgraceful. And look what happened. Look what happened to our country.
Next, Donald Trump talks about how windmills are the cause of inflation, when in reality, maybe the fact that you added $8 trillion of debt. Play the clip.
The inflation that he caused primarily because of his stupid energy policies, windmills all over the place. Let's put up windmills all over. Let's do, you know, windmills.
Next, Donald Trump talks about how Marjorie Taylor Greene is very well respected and very smart. Play this clip.
A really shy person, a person that, I mean, honestly, she's a good person. She's been with me for so long. She's been with me in good times, in bad times. If times are bad, she'll call me up and say, don't worry about it, sir. You're doing great. And if times are good, she'll call me up twice. But she's a fantastic person. She's a very smart person and very respected in Congress. A lot of people don't know how respected she is. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's pretty good, huh? That's good. Great person. Another war.
By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene was in attendance at this event in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And here she is when she introduced Donald Trump. We'll see how smart she is. Play the clip.
You can hear the excitement here in the crowd. They're cheering and they're excited to see President come.
Now. And by the way, if you're wondering, like, okay, well, they're going to talk about issues. You're going to talk about anything like healthcare and wages, and they're going to talk about infrastructure. They're going to talk about these things. The answer is no, they're not. Here, Donald Trump then says, quickly, says Trump. Play the clip.
Yes, oh yes, and quickly, says President Trump. Yes, oh yes, and very quickly.
By the way, that's something he says in most of his speeches. He says that exact line, quickly, says Trump. So again, Friday he was in Rock Hill, but let me show you. This is from like middle of February when he was in Conway, South Carolina. Look, he says the same thing here. Play the clip.
We can be energy independent, and we can even be energy dominant. And yes, quickly says that President Trump is saying you will be energy dominant very soon. We are a nation that...
Next, Donald Trump says that the reason he made Nikki Haley the United Nations ambassador was because he wanted to help his friend become governor of South Carolina. Just look how unhinged he is. Points, sweaty, weird. Play this clip.
I gave her the job at the United Nations 90% for one reason, because I wanted that man, Henry McMaster, and maybe more importantly, his wife, Peggy, to be the governor and first lady of the great state of South Carolina. And they have been unbelievable.
Then Donald Trump extorts Nikki Haley and says that he knows five ways that she could be indicted. Play the clip.
Now, that's a crooked, it's a crooked deal. But Nikki Haley, if she were ever in this position, they'd go after her. I could tell you about five reasons right now, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. They'll say, he's so mean. He's so mean. Oh, there are some reasons. I think everybody in your state knows some beautiful reasons. They would go after her the same way they go after me. That's what they do. Because
Donald Trump brags that lawyers are his best friends. Play the clip.
This, but it's okay. I have so many lawyers. Lawyers are my best friend. And you know what I do? I campaign in the day when I can, and when I can't, I campaign at night. I go to courtrooms, and we're doing very well. We're doing very well. It's all a big scam.
Then they play the QAnon music at the end, where people who are there hold up like QAnon signs. It's really weird. And then Donald Trump just goes and talks about how bad the country is while this QAnon music is playing. It looks like this like weird hypnosis, strange thing. Here, play this clip.
When people who love our country protest on January 6th in Washington, they become hostages, unfairly imprisoned for long periods of time.
Prize Picks is the most fun I've had winning up to 25 times my money this football season, and now I can play during basketball season too. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that include two or more players from different sports or leagues. That's pretty cool. For example, LeBron James and Travis Kelce at a 10.5 combo of 3 points made plus receptions. That's fun. Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. That's great. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Each week since the start of football season, I've had an absolute blast putting my skills to the test and competing in not just football, but all the daily fantasy sports Prize Picks has to offer. It truly is such a blast putting my skills to the test. Go to prizepicks.com/Midas and use code Midas for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and use code Midas for a first deposit match up to $100. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Newsmax had to issue a disclaimer after the speech that the 2020 election was not stolen. Here, play this clip of the Newsmax disclaimer.
Never get tired of that guy. The president mentioned in his speech the 2020 elections. Newsmax as a network believes the results were legal and final. Greta's coming up next. Stick around.
Also, Fox had to issue a disclaimer as well, and they had to cut away from what Donald Trump was saying because he continued to spew lie after lie. Play the clip.
Continue monitoring the president's remarks, and I mean no offense to him, or some of you might want to continue hearing, but I did have to say that even though the former president is entitled to his opinions, he's not entitled to his own set of facts. The market has indeed been going up, but having nothing to do with him and everything to do with this aggressive cut in interest rates, or does a hiking in interest rates and stabilize inflation, and of course the whole artificial intelligence phenomenon that has benefited NVIDIA and a host of companies that are making money hand over fist. So that, whether you want to give Biden credit for that, has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Furthermore, he mentioned about gas prices out of whack, $6 a gallon. The national average right now is $3.26 cents a gallon. He went on to talk about the 2020 election and how that was rigged. This has been adjudicated many, many times, dozens of times. It's been investigated by everyone and his uncle, no fewer than 44 investigations launched, some of them by judges that were picked by Donald Trump himself, that found no evidence of that in the seven battleground states where most of them were focused. Donald Trump lost each and every one of those states, and no facts or no history that he mentions on the stump right now.
And I want to show you now, can we just talk about like normalcy for a moment? This is from a speech that President Biden gave at a little bit earlier in the day on Friday, but on Friday while Donald Trump was talking about dumps and pumping it as much as they can and windmills causing inflation and Marjorie Taylor Greene being respected and smart and quickly says Trump and lawyers are his best friend. Let me show you what President Biden was saying. Play the clip.
World, and we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. But let me be clear. House of Representatives must pass the bipartisan national security bill. The bill provides urgent funding for Ukraine, and it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate. And there's no question, none. If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation. I mean, it's just... Look, folks, all kidding aside, history's watching. The clock is ticking. Brave Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are dying. Russia is taking Ukraine territory for the first time in many months. But here in America, the Speaker gave the House a two-week vacation. They have to come back. They have to come back and get this done. Because failure to support Ukraine in this critical moment will never be forgotten in history. It will be measured, and it will have impact for decades to come.
Let me show you one more clip of President Biden, please. Play the clip.
That's why I'm announcing more than 500 new sanctions in response. In response to Putin's brutal war of conquest, in response to Alexei Navalny's death, because make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Alexei's death. Yesterday, I met with Alexei's wife and daughter in California, where his daughter attends college. Alexei was an incredibly courageous man. His family is courageous as well. I assured them his legacy will continue to live around the world. And we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
So, folks, you make the decisions. Just showing you the comparisons right there. And again, like these Donald Trump speeches, they aren't even speeches. Like he just goes up there and... You know, he does like, he makes weird noises at these speeches. I'll show you another one here. Play this clip.
You can do it, baby. I love you so much. Magic. And just bad news. Bad things are happening. Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, I didn't do it.
And just so you see, he does that again. Play the clip.
And they're proud. They're clapping. They're going crazy. I can't do it, Mom. I can't. Boom.
Yeah, those are another speech. I don't even know what that is. I don't, like, this isn't normal politics. This is just really just weird. It's dangerous. It's unhinged. I'm going to keep calling it out here with you on the Midas Touch Network. It's just not normal behavior. This isn't like a normal political race. Conservatives and liberals and no, it's just like a bunch of like weird wannabe fascists that have now completely taken over the Republican Party that's full MAGA. It's weird, strange stuff. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.